It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, it is tea time. Now, people are saying this season of The Bachelor, perhaps the most boring. I've just been watching snippets. I haven't been diehard, I will totally admit. But, all right, we got to give you the recap. So,
what?
You don't like this?
My wife makes me watch it, so I can't play Call of Duty.
What did you think about Victoria P? Peter was saying, hey, girl, I don't see you as my wife. Bye-bye.
Are you, like, saying that you don't want me to be here?
I don't know if I see you as my wife. I'm so sorry.
Now, is this before or after he slept with her?
Then she's had it. She doesn't want him to walk her out and wants her cab.
Can I get a car? Can I get a cab? I just want to leave.
Can I walk you out?
I don't need you to walk me out.
A segment on the show. I'm not a big Bachelor fan, but I want to do dramatic Bachelor and Bachelorette moments where it's like, I don't need you to walk me out. Scene!
There always is that money shot in the limo where they're crying and they've been sent home. And I swear they got to watch that back and be like, oh.
And it's always so bumpy. They're always jostled around.
And the mascara's running. Oh, that's the deal. So that is the latest over on The Bachelor. And Hannah Ann told Peter that she is fallen in love with him.
Love, honey, love.
Speaking of love, Margot Robbie, who, of course, plays Harley Quinn, she is giving advice for after a breakup.
Stay away from your phone. That's like the number one thing I tell like my friends when they're going through a break. I'm like, do not get drunk. If you're going to drink, give your phone to me because you are going to call them 50 times and look like a psychopath.
Good advice.
I still can't get over, obviously, all these actors that are not American, like British or wherever they're from. Like, Harley Quinn, the actor, like the character in trailers I've seen, does not sound like that.
She's Australian.
I know, but she's like hella good.
Yeah, isn't she? Speaking of phones, Hailey and Justin Bieber have one rule in their bedroom: no cell phones allowed. Because they want that quality time, unless it's absolutely necessary. They make an effort to always leave their phones out of the bedroom, not allowed on the bed, so they can totally focus on each other.
Now, what if like your partner's like talking and you really don't care about what they're saying? It's kind of boring. Like, what do you do then?
Well, keep in mind, they are newlyweds, so this might change.
It doesn't last, guys. It doesn't last. I mean, I love my wife, but I don't think we talk to each other.
I think that's a good rule, though. I try to have meal time with Lulu and I, like my daughter, put down the tablet, I put down my phone so we can really like have a conversation at least at dinner for like half an hour.
How do you feel about food in the bed?
No. Absolutely not.
Well, good thing I'm not married to you two. It would be a terrible marriage.
You just eat in the bed?
Of course I do. If it spills, the dogs eat it. It's food.
That
I didn't
sounds so gross. Did you sleep there?
Yes. Crumbs, you wipe them to the side and your dog gets them. Whatever. Okay.
Well, you got Lindsay, so you know what? She's into it. Perfect match over here. Love it. Yeah. Well, the most handsome man in the world has been revealed.
Stop making this tea about me.
Robert Pattinson takes the crown.
I always just kind of thought at the time, it's like 21, and if you're going into a relationship with someone, the way to make it really intense is if like you can barely talk to each other, you can barely touch each other, and it's incredibly serious all the time. I mean, it's kind of like what teenage relationships are like, and that's what sort of makes it feel like that.
Of course, we fell in love with him as Edward, the Twilight series. Now, this is based on science, the golden ratio of beauty. So basically, they took like the symmetry of your face, the length of your nose, the width of your eyes, and the distance between your eyes, all of these things. Pattinson was found to be 92.15 accurate with the golden ratio of beauty, followed by Bradley Cooper and Brad Pitt, George Clooney. Let's back it up to that second Brad. Brad Pitt has always gotten my vote. And did you guys ever watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes, I'm a giant fan.
Mac, his real name is Rob. He agrees with me.
I love Pattinson. Great guy. Very good looking. There's nobody on the planet better looking than Brad Pitt.
Amen, sister.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Can I want you to hang out with us? Coming up in less than 10 minutes, you could possibly help somebody. We're going to be talking with Amber. I believe she's got, an issue with something coming up. It's kind of a big milestone.
Man. Okay, so she knows about her bestie. Like, her bestie, the man is about to propose to her best friend. However, the proposal he has planned, not good. And she's like, should I intervene or not?
Oh my God, you do not intervene. Okay, this is going to get out of control quickly. We'll talk about this next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.